Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella, and today on the program, Central College Professor of Political Science Andrew Green talks about last night's presidential debate. It's the final meeting of the two candidates before the election. All right, well, Andrew, today we're going to be talking about the last of the presidential debates. That was on Monday night, and one of the things we talked about last time, we were kind of talking about the second presidential debate and previewing this final one a little bit, and we talked about how Mitt Romney wanted to keep the focus on the economy, and I'll admit I was a little skeptical about his ability to do that since it was supposed to be a focus on foreign policy, but he was able to keep it pretty well centered on the economy for many of the questions.
Yeah, absolutely. He did a pretty good job of pivoting away from several of the questions that dealt with foreign affairs and in trying to draw linkages between the foreign issue and the domestic issues, which are obviously the most salient issues in this campaign. And the president did the same thing, converting it into a discussion of ending our nation-building commitments abroad and beginning to do some nation-building here at home. So there was a lot of pivoting going on by both candidates last night. But Governor Romney, who, quite frankly, needs to win on the economic issues in order to defeat the incumbent president, did a lot more of it than the president did.
Yeah, I was actually surprised. I assumed that after the topic kind of shifted to the economy, that President Obama would try and shift it back towards foreign affairs, but he seemed to try and battle it out with Romney on the economy for a lot of it.
Well, even though the president has a better record to run on foreign policy than he does on domestic policy, I think the president's campaign understands that this election is going to be won on domestic policy concerns. We talked last time about the fact that during the town hall, where the voters were allowed to ask the questions, there was only one question asked about foreign policy, and that was, in my mind, indicative of where voters are in terms of the saliency of issues. I think the president realizes that, and I think the president needs to defend his record and needs to be able to tell the voters what he's going to do going into the future in an attempt to get rehired for four more years.
Should it have been the job of the moderator to try and keep it focused on foreign policy, or do you think the moderator saw that a lot of the voters were more interested in the domestic policy aspect of it, even if it did only mildly relate to foreign policy?
I think based upon the first two debates, I don't know if it would have made a difference if Bob Schieffer would have attempted to keep it pinned down on foreign policy. I think he realizes that domestic policy concerns are the most important issues in this election, not only to the candidates but to voters. And so he gave the candidates some leeway there.
Well, with this election's importance on domestic policy, I think a lot of the importance of the foreign policy debate was just to generally present yourself as someone who can be a leader on the world stage. Do you think Mitt Romney was able to do that?
Yeah, I think he did a fairly good job of portraying a calm, rational individual who, when faced with a crisis, won't panic and shoot from the hip. In an election that's about domestic policy concerns, and quite frankly, there aren't that many differences between the two candidates on foreign policy, all Romney really needs to do is to demonstrate that he can handle the job as commander-in-chief and then let the voters make the decision on the differences on the economic and domestic records. I think he did a pretty good job of that last night. Obviously, the strategy was style over substance for the Romney campaign last night. We saw several policy positions change from the campaign that he ran in the primary to last night. He was a much more moderate a candidate, didn't play to the right-wing and neoconservative base like he had been in the primary. And so I think that was all a part of the strategy to try and appeal to those swing voters and those undecided voters in an attempt to win their votes.
One way that the economy was brought up as far as foreign policy is concerned was the amount of military spending and potential spending cuts. Can you talk a little bit about that for me?
Well, there are proposals on the table to cut about $1 trillion from the Defense Department budget. The president has advocated for those, arguing that DOD and the military believe that those cuts are okay. Governor Romney argues that that would be a mistake to cut our military in such a way. There is a substantive difference between the two candidates there. But once again, that really isn't a foreign policy concern directly. It's indirectly it is, because obviously the strength and the scope of our military is going to impact the way that we have relationships with other countries. But it is more of a domestic policy budget-based concern. And the president is trying to pin Governor Romney down there on the $5 trillion worth of tax cuts and $2 trillion increase in defense spending that the governor has proposed. And that is a significant issue in this campaign.
Another topic that relates to both domestic and foreign policy, at least in some ways, is the issue of China. Which candidate stood better on that issue?
Well, the president is trying to advocate that they have been very strong on China, that they've taken multiple or many more cases in terms of trade violations in front of adjudicators, and based upon the president's campaign, have won most of those. He would argue that he's been very strong with China. The governor believes that we need to do more in terms of reining China in when it comes to them bending the rules or breaking the rules. The really interesting thing I thought about the debate last night is that in the past, we've never heard Governor Romney talk about how we need to develop good diplomatic relations with China. It was all about making sure that we prevent them from cheating and making sure that we take a strong position with them. And so he really blended those two positions together, saying that we have a great opportunity to work with the Chinese as long as they're going to play by the rules and stay above board when it comes to patent infringement and intellectual property.
And that's interesting that I think many people just consider China to be a business country in relation to the U.S., but it's also it relates to foreign policy in the sense that China's blocked a lot of U.N. proposals.
Absolutely. We need to have good diplomatic relations with China in order to achieve our goals, not only domestically, but on the world stage and in the U.N. And so the president has worked towards that goal, and Governor Romney recognizes that we need to work towards that goal, too.
So do you think the polls will stabilize a little bit in the next 2 weeks, since there's not going to be as much national action? They're not going to be on the national stage as much.
You're going to begin to see the long campaign commercials. The Obama campaign unveiled one today, which is a one-minute ad talking about the president's agenda for the next 4 years. It's a very positive ad. It's an ad that's very well done. My hunch is that you're going to see a Romney ad that will be similar to that come out in the next couple of days. That's going to be the national exposure that these candidates are going to get. I think you're going to begin to see the negative ads from the campaigns diminish, the positive ads, prospective ads coming out from the campaigns. In terms of the polls, I don't think the president has done anything to stop the Romney surge. Even though it's been very incremental over the last week, if voters continue to see Romney as a viable alternative and believe Romney's the best alternative on the economy, you're going to continue to see those incremental gains in the polls. But the real question again is, can Governor Romney gain enough incrementally over the next 2 weeks to wipe out the advantages that President Obama had coming out of the DNC? And, that's the real question. And particularly, will that happen in Ohio? Will that happen in Florida? Will that happen in Iowa and the other swing states where Governor Romney has to win?
All right. Well, thanks very much for talking with me today.
You bet.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where Professor of Political Science Andrew Green has talked about how last night's debate is going to affect the elections in 2 weeks. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.